Rod, 101.3.
Welcome back to The Huddle. It's time for our newest feature.
Maybe this one will sweep the nation also.
It's time for Big Deal.
Rich, you guys are missing the point. This is a huge deal.
Little Deal.
Oh, please, Artie. This is nothing.
Or No Deal.
You guys are both wrong. It's in the middle. How am I even still listening to you?
On 101.3 ESPN.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are in the huddle right here at 101.3 ESPN. At least a beautiful day out here in Southern California. Not as beautiful back in Burlington, guys. Sorry about that.
Really? I didn't know that. You had only told us that four times.
Wow. I want to be a Sean Parker wannabe. You know that. That's always wanted to do a little weather.
I want to be a wannabe.
I want to be a wannabe. Let's get the big deal. Little deal or no deal. Oh, he was right on.
Absolutely. Even in another time zone.
3,000 miles away and three time zones away, he's still on it.
Question one, the Yankees and Red Sox will officially play next year in London on June 29th and 30th. Big deal, little deal, no deal.
What's less than no deal? Less than no deal. Am I supposed to be excited about this? I really could care less. Even if I was a Yankee fan or a Red Sox fan, makes no difference to me. That they're going to go ahead and play in London. I hope there's at least a good crowd out there, and congratulations for trying to, you know, expand baseball out a little bit. But for Red Sox fans or Yankee fans, it's no deal at all, no big deal. The players get extra money. I know that. They'll get some dough for playing over there, but otherwise it's really no deal to the fans, none whatsoever.
I call it a big deal, Arnie, and the reason is Red Sox-Yankees. I think it's a very big deal. I mean, is it Wembley Stadium, I assume?
Olympic Stadium.
Oh, okay. So a huge sold-out place. And look, are they looking to send a team to London? I'm not thinking along those ways. But anytime you could send the Yankees and Red Sox to Mozambique, and just because it's those teams, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal, and Arnie, you said also the players get more money out of it, $60,000 for participating in the two-game series. I think that's worth it to players alone, so that's a big deal. It's big for baseball. We talked about this yesterday with the Bruins playing in China, an exhibition game. I don't know that London needs baseball, but it's a big deal when you put Yankees, Red Sox anywhere. I think they will sell it out for two games in terms of what impact baseball has in London. I don't know that I even care.
You know what would played cricket instead with the baseball players.
I would like
that. Now that would be interesting.
When was the last time something in American sport was overseas somewhere or anywhere out of the United States and it was a humongous deal? And I could only have only one thing comes to mind.
Yes.
No guesses? No guesses? Nothing?
I didn't know we were
trying to think. Well, let's see. Football in Mexico City, football. Baseball
really
in Australia, baseball in China, or baseball in Japan.
Nothing there. Nothing there. Rich, you're the older guy, so I'll give you a hint. It's not one of the mainstream sports now.
Now it isn't?
How about the Thriller in Manila?
Oh, yes. Yeah, or
Fraser Ali fight.
Zaire, too. Didn't Muhammad Ali fight somebody in Zaire?
I mean, those are the only ones I ever know that are, I don't know, but those are the only ones ever big outside U.S.
You're right. Good call.
Was boxing.
Yep.
I mean, humongous, to be honest with you.
Question two. Ichiro was hanging him up for this year, transitioning from the Mariners' playing surface to the front office at age 44. He's not officially retired, but he will not be allowed to play this year. Big deal, little deal, no deal.
It's a big deal because I actually like Ichiro. I didn't like him when he first came into the league. I'm like, who's this guy that thinks he's going to dominate us? What are you kidding me? But he's been nothing but a class act. All right, so there you go. Huge deal. There you go, Brady.
Big deal, especially if you live in the low-lying areas in Saranac Lake.
I'll say it's a big deal, too. Yes, I'm a Mariners fan, but this is a guy 44 years old, tied for the oldest player in baseball with Bartolo Colon, a guy who made the All-Star game 10 times or something like that, a guy who's got more than 4,000 professional hits, him walking away from baseball. Yeah, it's a big deal.
By the way, you skipped me.
I don't care. I wanted to go next.
Well, that's because it's a Mariners question.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, and you're the boss. Oh, I think it's a big deal. It's Ichiro. I mean, if you don't think Ichiro stepping away from the game is a big deal and you're saying officially he isn't, but just look at his numbers sometime.
The only thing I think that could happen that would the Mariners open up the season in Japan next year in Tokyo.
Yep.
I wonder if they put him on the roster for those two games and he says goodbye from baseball there.
Yeah. That's that'd be awesome, huh?
So that's what people are saying is a possibility as to why he's not officially retired. I wouldn't be shocked if the Mariners do that as a good faith gesture for him.
That'd be nice.
Question three, big deal, little deal, no deal. The Eli Manning jersey case is going to trial. Big deal, little deal, no deal.
Refresh my memory. Yeah. What the hell's going on here? What's happening here, Brady?
They thought that Eli Manning was selling jerseys as game-worn jerseys when they weren't.
But I thought it was also, okay, so it's just the jerseys. It wasn't anything else. It was just.
I think there might have been a helmet.
That's what I thought it was, too, a helmet. Okay, so, and is this by Steiner Sports? Is that who it is by? Do you know? Is that who was distributing it, Brady?
I don't know.
The only reason I asked that is because I know that guy. I've asked him for sports memorabilia for four to give out on the radio and stuff. He's always been accommodating. But I can't believe something like this is going to go to trial. Who the hell are Eli Manning's attorneys that thought that maybe this was a good idea and said, yeah, let's take it to trial and fight it? Look, unless Eli Manning did something wrong, and obviously they want him to admit it, if he feels like he's completely innocent, go to trial and fight it. That's what you do, I guess. But, man, I can't believe it's got this far.
And isn't Eli Manning, he probably didn't have any idea about the innards of all of the dealings here. He probably just signed a shirt and a helmet and moved on. He doesn't know what he doesn't know about. I just don't feel like he's a guilty party in this, even though I guess you have to point him out.
I have no idea. It's a big deal, though, because he can get suspended from the NFL. No matter what happens in the court case, if the NFL decides there's foul play here, possibly, he can be in violation of the personal conduct policy, and he can be suspended. And so it's a big deal.
And Davis Webb takes over and throws for 600 yards, and a Hall of Fame career begins.
Or Kyle LaLetta out of Richmond.
That's right.
Question four, Arnie, the New York Times story that came out yesterday on the scenario of the Washington Redskins cheerleaders. Big deal, little deal, no deal.
It's a humongous deal. I mean, how ridiculous, how degrading is this? You know, this is something you make owners like this sell the team when you hear garbage like this. And this is not the first time they've done this. They've done this cruise before. Did you hear that the radio station that's owned by Snyder and also obviously carries the Redskins, they're on there. You know, you could win a prize of having five cheerleaders come wash your truck. And they do it in, like, you know, one of those seductive voices. The whole thing's gotten out of hand. You don't do that in 2018. You should never have done that. But this is disgusting, and I can't believe that the NFL has not stepped in and waved a bigger stick and said, hey, you better clean up your act. Which, by the way, I was going to use this for clean up your act, but you should clean up your act because this is downright disgusting.
You think it has anything to do with Daniel Snyder being involved in any sort of way? Do you think they're afraid of him to a point? Like a Jerry Jones, although they proved they're not afraid of Jerry Jones last year with a massive fine.
Yeah. Exactly. No, they're not afraid of him.
It's a big deal, Arnie, and you're right. It's disgusting. At a time in the league where, you know, issues around treatment of women and domestic violence are one of the biggest issues facing the league right now, and at a time where you're trying to get moms of kids to let their children play football, your relationship with women is incredibly important, and the NFL is doing nothing to help that. It is absolutely disgusting. You're right, degrading was a good word. You know, props to the women who spoke about this, but it's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, and a lot, according to the story, a lot of the girls didn't even want to go. And I mean, you think about that, sending cheerleaders out with strange men. Some of the girls don't even want to go. It's Costa Rica, you know, and a lot of people relaxing around on the beach, and that's a good idea.
Also, just the treatment of cheerleaders in general prior to even this. You talk about they've got to buy their own equipment for things. They don't. So they're footing the bill for a lot of their stuff. They're treated like second-class citizens, but yet they're supposed to represent the organization in a first-class way. It's embarrassing.
And they were not paid for that trip to Costa Rica.
No.
No.
And they don't get paid for a number of their appearances.
No.
And it's absolutely embarrassing. Moving on, question five. Julius Erving says Jason Tatum should have been the number one pick in the draft, not Markelle Fultz. Big deal, little deal, no deal.
Oh, he could say that now, right? I don't know anybody that would say Tatum should be the number one pick. It was all Markelle Fultz and Lonzo. Was it Lonzo, this, that, the other? Now, of course, hindsight's 20/20, and we didn't know Markelle Fultz was this banged up. But no, nobody was saying that. Shut up, doctor. You don't know what the heck you're talking about.
Wow.
No way that Tatum should have been the number one pick. Now you can see it, but not when the draft was going on.
Well, yeah, I mean, Fultz was the, I remember he was the consensus number one pick for the most part across the board. I didn't hear a lot of Jason Tatum's at number one, but I don't know. I think I'll go with little deal. It's a medium deal to me just because Dr. J's talking about the Philadelphia 76ers as their more famous 76er in the history of the franchise.
I'll go with little deal as well. It's all about fit. It's all about what your team needs. The Sixers needed a guard. That made sense for them. The Celtics, I could have justified them taking Fultz, but they needed some size and some perimeter scoring because at the time they had a ball-dominant guard in Isaiah Thomas who thought was going to get re-signed and be here for a while. So I'll say it's a little deal. It just worked out. Everybody ended up where they should have and where they were needed.